Paw over paw, the young hare descended, looking down to where the babe lay and shivered in the light of the bobbing lantern. Tammo dropped lightly beside Slowey, and taking off his tunic, he wrapped her in it, talking in a soft, friendly tone.
There now, that nasty thing's gone, thank goodness. I know, we'll make you a nice seat so they can pull you up, what?
Slowey turned a tearful face to her rescuer.
I fell down a hole and nearly got eaten up.
Tammo detached the lantern, knotted a fixed loop into the rope's end, and sat the mouse babe in it.
Yes, I know, but you're safe now, Slowey. You go on up and have some more food at the feast. That'll make you feel lots better.
He signalled, and the dibbon was lifted up in the makeshift sling, clinging tightly to the rope and calling back down.
They're a naughty fishy snake. Me hope skipper smack its bottom good and hard.
Lying flat on the rocks, Tammo allowed the waters to drench him as he held up the lantern and squinted away to where the boiling torrent raced off downhill into the darkness. Nowhere could he see sight or sound of skipper or the yellow eel. A pall had been cast over the golden afternoon. The feast lay abandoned, as Perigord explained what had happened. In stunned silence, the Redwallers heard the news. Abbess Tansy stood by her chair, wide-eyed with disbelief.
Oh, poor skipper! Is there nothing we can do?
Tammo wiped his wet paws on the grass.
I stayed down there and took a good look, ma'am. The water goes straight down underground. Afraid skipper's gone. What a brave beast he was, though. Never considered his own safety at all.
Arvin leaned against the table, his eyes downcast.
I saw his face before he jumped. I could tell that there wasn't anything he wouldn't do to stop little Slowey from being hurt. Skipper Ravatis was a true Redwaller.
Major Perigord gripped his sabre handle tightly. Some distance southeast of Redwall Abbey, the streams, brooks and back channels became less rapid, flowing placidly through Mossflower Wood. It was here that they converged on the margins of a sprawling water meadow. Logalog, the Gowsam chieftain, gave orders to ship oars and let the little fleet of logboats drift. He sat in the prow of the lead vessel, conversing with his friend Frackle, their voices a low murmur, as if to preserve the sunlit peacefulness that hung over the flooded meadows like an emerald cape. A half-grown dragonfly landed on the boat, close to Logalog's paw. It rested, unconcerned by the shrews, its iridescent wings fanning gently.
Not like a bit of peace,
the shrew leader sighed.
I never yet rode through this place. Always let the boat drift. See, Frackle, tis summer. The water lilies are starting to open. And look over there, twixt the fence edge and bulrushes, yellow poppies sprouting with the cudweeds. I tell you, matey, this is the place to take a picnic on a quiet noontide.